Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. We have a literally jam-packed show, Ava. It's full.
It's a good thing that we didn't mess around and we're just getting right to it.
Let's get right after it. We're going to have some good stuff coming up. We've got the BASS has just set some new rules and it involves some things that we have been talking about. And I think you're going to want to hear that. And three common myths about shot and shotgun shells. That and a whole ton more coming your way. Stick around. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well.
And as the saying goes, it's good to be seen, am I correct?
Always, but yeah. We're missing Don.
Yeah.
He's going to be gone for a while.
He'll be out for a while.
He's all right, though.
He's okay. He's not sick or ill or
no.
Anything.
Just a sabbatical.
Yeah, he's in a timeout.
He'll be back.
I don't know. It just came out.
He's in a timeout.
Yep, he's in a timeout.
Somebody put Don in the corner.
Yep.
Nobody we'll go get him soon.
No, nobody puts Donnie in a corner.
No.
So we get to kick on all these topics that he probably would never want to talk about. Well,
great.
No, I do whatever we want. I want anyway. He doesn't argue with me.
He just gives you a hard time.
He just gives me a hard time occasionally. So, you know, when people talk about seasonal changes, we often talk about that and, you know, the boating season is still going strong. The fishing season is still going strong. But when you start to throw in the hunting and the ice fishing and hauling things back and forth to hunting shacks, you know, you've got some people that put stuff into pickup trucks. You got other people that put them in a trailer that is maybe a flatbed trailer that puts your ATVs on or your side-by-sides or whatever the case is. And I was thinking about this, and I saw an article that came out a while back, and it made me think that I have done this in the past and made a big difference, but what I'm getting at is that when you're pulling these vehicles around, a lot of times you have trailer tires that may be not optimal for the weight you're pulling, but you see trailers going down the road, and you'll see one tire is just bouncing wildly. Or even if it's bouncing mildly, it completely reduces the life of the tire. And when you start thinking about how abused those tires are because they're going around so fast in many cases, or they're imparting vibration to whatever you're hauling, whether it's a boat, whatever it might be. And you know, when you have a tire that's out of balance in your car, what do you feel?
Oh, gosh, yeah, just craziness.
You feel it on the steering wheel, whatever else. Well, this is all transmitted to whatever you're pulling. So I really started to think about that. And I did this last two or three years, I've been balancing the tires on my trailer for my boat. Tow's much better. And the life of the tire has been better. So it really has changed the towing characteristics and how good the trailer feels like it's being towed.
Do you know how often I've towed something?
Never.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice in my life.
Yep. And how often do I?
All the time. Yeah. And my husband has to pull the camper. Yep. So I'm like, psh.
Yeah.
I could do it as long as I just go straight.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad. Just get to your destination and say, hey, okay.
I did pull a trailer, though, a U-Haul trailer from South Dakota to California.
In a straight line.
Yeah, yep. I just made sure I didn't have to turn around or back it up.
And just get cast.
Dude, yeah. I made sure I was smart.
It's all
and good. I did it. And yeah. Then I brought it back to Minnesota. I did it twice.
And it never got, you didn't have to pull one over there and just switch it out because it was so devastated?
No.
Trashed? Okay. Good job.
Yeah, but, man.
You know, the point really comes down to you take the time to do it, whether it's your ice shack, you know, that in itself is bad if you're vibrating through that whole shack.
Yeah, it's not
ice castle scenario, whether you're pulling a flatbed trailer, whatever that might be. Just it's something that has come up, and there's quite a few articles that are out on it. But nonetheless, it's one of the things I experienced that made a big difference in pulling. So it's a small price to pay, and it will save you having a destroyed tire because of it. So keep that in mind. Whether you're going medium or long distance, it's definitely going to be a helping hand for sure.
Yeah, and you need all the tires. So
you do?
You do.
Otherwise, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I actually hit a curb with one of my tires when I was pulling my Vexus, and I had switched tires. I had custom tires on it, and I didn't see the curb, and the curb was a sharper curb in Oshkosh. We're at a tournament.
Oh, no.
And blew the rear tire, or no, front tire on the dual axle trailer. That was actually on my Ranger boat, and I blew the tire, didn't know it. Driving down the highway, driving down the freeway. Meanwhile, I get into the hotel, and the tire is virtually destroyed. There's not much left but chunks. I was very fortunate it did not wreck and disintegrate the fender, because if you have at 55 to 65 miles an hour, that tire is throwing some serious chunks of rubber all over the place. And I have a buddy of mine that it totally blew apart his fiberglass fender. I said, okay, now what? And, you know, I had to actually back the truck and the trailer up onto a curb in order to get the jack underneath it, because it had sunk, dropped down so low with that particular setup and no tire on the trailer. That was a mess.
Yeah, no thanks.
That was a mess, and I don't want to deal with that. So
I would not be of help to you at all. I'm just saying. You know how, like,
not sometimes, manageable?
No, you just know that, like, you trying to help, you would be more in the way than actually helping.
So what you're saying is you got to understand your limitations.
Well, I'm a realist.
Perfect. Hey, speaking of realists, section one, show, done. We have got some cool stuff coming up, guys. You're going to want to hang out. Talking about BASS, talking about the new regulations they've got, and a lot more. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun.